Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whiting with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm up at the Owl's Nest with Beth Darlington. Welcome, Beth.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You guys always have fun events up here at the Owl's Nest, and we just had not long ago, you had your Galentine's Day event.
Yeah.
That was great. And now you got a country music star coming.
Yes, yes. We're going to dip our foot in the country world here.
And Exactly.
Yeah. So on Saturday, March the 15th, we are going to have an intimate night with Jason Michael Carroll at the Owl's Nest.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, we're going to have some opportunities for different types of experiences. We'll have a $30 general admission ticket.
Only $30?
That's only $30. Awesome. And that'll include appetizers as well.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you'll come in maybe an hour before. We'll have the doors opening at 7:30, and the show will start at 8:30. So you can come, you can pick your seat, and you can enjoy some appetizers. We'll have a cash bar. And, and then he'll start playing around 8:30.
And if you've never had Beth's or the Owl's Nest, or Dragonfly.
Yeah.
If you never had her appetizers, they're amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
So how do you go about getting tickets for this?
So actually, you can reach out to us on our Facebook or Instagram pages. We have a link directly right there that'll send you to Eventbrite, and you can purchase your ticket right there.
That's the Owl's Nest.
It is at the Owl's Nest. Yes. Okay. We'll probably share it on the Sleepy Owl page as well.
Okay.
But definitely the Instagram and Facebook pages for the Owl's Nest.
Uh-huh.
There'll also be on there a limited available of opportunities for a VIP reserve table. We've already sold one, so we have four left. There'll be little four top tables with a complimentary cocktail from us, and then you'll also have access to a cocktail server for the evening, so you can sit right up front, listen to Jason Michael Carroll sing all of his great songs, and not have to get up and get yourself an adult beverage if you'd like.
There you go.
And speaking of adult, it is an 18 and over show,
okay.
So that's important probably to note. So if you're 18 or older and you want to come out and see Jason Michael Carroll, he'll be doing some meet and greets afterward.
Yep.
We hope that he'll be able to have some time to mingle around and maybe take some selfies and just answer a couple questions or whatever. So, we're excited to have him.
Well, it's exciting for him to come to an event space like the Owl's Nest, because this will be very intimate. I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house.
Yes, actually, everyone will have a great view of him. He'll be right up in the front. It'll just be him and his guitar, and he's going to tell us the stories behind the songs and, you know, what kind of led him to sing those or write those. And I think it'll be a really cool night.
All right. Well, people get the Owl's Nest Facebook site and sign up as soon as possible, because I bet tickets will go fast.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Matt Palantino from Warsaw Health and Spine. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
So, Warsaw Health and Spine.
Yeah.
How long has this been open?
So, officially, Warsaw Health and Spine, my office in Warsaw, has been open for just a couple of months. Really, it opened in December, but for the last about 4.5 years, I've had my own office down in Manchester called Manchester Health and Spine.
Okay.
And I've actually been a chiropractor in the area since 2012. So I've been around a lot. I've been down in North Manchester the last couple of years, but I've just recently opened another office and here in Warsaw and working on transitioning. And now this office here in Warsaw, Warsaw Health and Spine, is my main office, my main clinic that I see patients out of now.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Now you're a local guy,
yep.
But tell us a little bit your story about how you got to this point.
How I got to this point. So I don't know how far back you want to go, but so I actually was born in Maryland and my family's from the East Coast. We moved here when I was 5 years old, I believe. And so my dad could go to seminary at Grace College.
Okay.
And he went to seminary for a couple of years and we ended up just sticking around the area. And so I grew up here. I went to Eisenhower Elementary School, which is where my kids go now. So it's come full circle. Went to graduate from Warsaw High School. And I went to college. I've lived other places. I lived in Iowa. I've lived in Michigan. But like I said before, I've been back in this area since 2012. And really what got me into chiropractic is I was an athlete in high school, and I was an athlete in college, and I had a lot of different issues that popped up here and there, and I was able to use chiropractic effectively to help keep me being able to participate and compete in a lot of these sports.
Right.
And at that time, my family didn't really have any, didn't know much about chiropractic, and then because of the success that I saw with it, I had some of my other family members who had some other issues who then received chiropractic care and saw really good results with it. My undergraduate degree is in exercise science. I knew I graduated from Manchester University or Manchester College is what it was when I was there,
right.
That I wanted to continue my education, be involved in some type of healthcare. And when I was looking at the options, becoming a chiropractor to me just seemed like it was going to be the best fit. And so I moved out to Iowa, graduated from chiropractic school in 2011, and been doing it ever since. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that comes full circle.
Yeah.
And like I said, start out as an athlete,
yep.
Doing care, but I love to provide this to other people.
Yep.
So other than chiropractic care, what other services do you offer?
Yeah, so we're obviously a chiropractic clinic, so we do see a lot of patients for chiropractic care. We also do a lot of different cold laser therapy, which is a really cool new type of therapy that you're starting to see pop up in different healthcare settings. And what that is a lot of times when people think of a laser, they think of, like a hot laser beam, stuff that burns.
Right.
And there are lasers that obviously do that. This is called a low-level laser or cold laser, meaning it doesn't really produce heat when you apply it to a patient. But what it does is the best way to describe what it does is it helps eliminate pain, and it accelerates the body's ability to heal itself. So I see a lot of patients that have things like chronic shoulder pain, plantar fasciitis in their feet, tendonitis in their elbows. I do a lot of we treat a lot of people who have arthritis pain in their knees. We do all sorts of different types of treatments with the cold laser. We also do a very specific type of light therapy in our office. The technical term for it is big. It's called transcranial photobiomodulation therapy. But basically what that means is we use special light and to treat the brain, and we started to do more of that with patients that have conditions like Parkinson's and MS, and we're seeing really good results. I always encourage people just to look up light therapy in Parkinson's or light therapy in MS, and you'll get so much stuff that comes up. It's a great treatment. We see great results. It's incredibly safe, and having a lot of fun with that. And then the other thing that we do quite a bit in our office is we help patients to have peripheral neuropathy in their legs and their feet. So that's another problem. People have numbness and tingling, and it can be painful. It can really hinder them from being able to walk. Balance issues really affect the quality of their life. And using some different treatment methods in the office and some home care, we're actually able to reverse some of the effects of the peripheral neuropathy. People are able to get their sensation back, be in less pain. So we've got a lot going on here in this clinic. So a lot more than just a basic chiropractic clinic. So we've got a lot going on here.
I guess so. Right? Yeah. More so. Now, so what type of chiropractic care do you offer?
Yeah, so every chiropractor you go to is going to do stuff differently. I would say that I do a mixture of a lot of different things. I try to be very specific, very gentle with most of our patients. And then if we need to be a little bit more physical, I can. I've wrestled in college, so if I need to be physical, I can get physical. But what I found is that I get really good results, and I don't need to do a lot of twisting and bending and cracking and popping. We have a lot of different methods and ways that we can treat and adjust patients. Can I do all that stuff? Absolutely. Does every single patient that comes through the door get that type of treatment in our office? No, that's not how really I practice. And I get a lot of patients who are looking for chiropractors who do things that are, I guess, more on the gentle end of the spectrum than they are looking for, chiropractors who are just going to go in and twist and pull and pop. That's basically how I treat patients with chiropractic, more gentle.
So if someone wanted to come out for like a consultation to check you out, see your different types of therapy, tell us how they make an appointment, or do you take walk-ins for that, and where you're located?
Yeah, sure. First our location. We are located on Commerce Drive, which if you don't know, I'm in the same plaza as Bowers Jewelry. Sure. So there's a road that connects Staples and right. Rural King, right. And we're right off that road, second one from the end. As far as getting a hold of us, you can go to our website, warsawhealthandspine.com. There's a simple button you can click that you can set it up a consult and via online, super easy. You can call, set up a consult, or you could just walk in, and we do our best to accommodate walk-ins. They come in. I absolutely do free consults. Sometimes patients just have questions, especially since we're doing a lot of stuff with patients that have conditions like Parkinson's, MS, neuropathy. They want to know can this help me? And so we absolutely encourage patients just to get a hold of us somehow and set up a time, and I'll sit for 15 or 20 minutes, talk with you, and I feel like what you've got going on is something that I can help with. Then what we like to do then is set up a more formal appointment, evaluation, exam, and then we can dive deeper into what we need to do to get you working better, essentially.
Well, Dr. Palladino, thank you so much for bringing this to Warsaw.
Yeah.
And if you need to reach out to Dr. Palladino here at Warsaw Health and Spine, reach out to him. Really easy to find, like you said, right between Runnings and Rural King. And or if you can't remember that, we're at Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Get a hold of us at Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get a hold of you. But thank you for bringing this cutting-edge technology to Warsaw.
Yeah, thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.